Have you ever soaked in a hot tub outside when it was snowing? From a personal perspective, as a local citizen of central British Columbia, I've traveled south to visit Osoyoos a half dozen times in the past 10 years, admittedly each time during its legendary summer season. It sets itself apart from the rest of the country with its unique adobe architecture and desert landscape, punctuated often by thematically harmonious wineries. I could go off on a tangent about the value of these locations. In fact, I did, having written articles on nearly every spot. No lie, I have visited every single winery in and around Osoyoos, every single one. But were you aware the majority of these locations remain open during the winter? You probably don't consider traveling in Canada during its coldest months. Many of us hop on planes to visit other countries, with costs frequently bordering on extravagant, those rare gallivants that take decades to afford. Yet, with its desert climate, Osoyoos regularly offers the warmest temperatures across the country, with resorts rivaling those you have to pass customs to visit, allowing even frugal travelers to score an affordable stay. I've done both, the fancy refuge with outdoor hot tubs and heated pools and the modest single-room motels blessed with full-sized refrigerators to store the copious wine bottles from fringing vineyards. And yes, you can still accomplish this in the winter. Warmer weather often brings clean roads, with dusts of frost gilded from an orange sunhack. I'm selling myself on the experience. I'd love to avoid the heat waves and the overcrowded tasting rooms. I adore the intimate nature of a personalized tasting experience. Black Hills Estate, Burrowing Owl, Checkmate, Church and State, Geringer Brothers, Hester Creek, Mythology Vineyards, Phantom Creek, Encamp Cellars, Silver Sage, Tinhorn Creek, and Vinamite are just a sample of the many wineries offering winter hours. I counted over 30, and if your hearts drift away from fermented grapes, you'd still be enchanted by the Okanagan Art Gallery, the local museum, and probably the best gelato I've ever had outside of Italy. And I mentioned the resorts. There is Casa del Mille Oro, Sahara Courtyard, Sandy Beach, Sun Beach, and Watermark Beach, all of which I only discovered in the researching of this article. And checking out their off-season prices, I am floored at why more people don't take part in this. I'm getting the luxuries of international resorts with over 50 wineries within a 20-minute drive. And not just limited to weekend skimps, as there are numerous weekly stay packages from as low as $300. I also love the geography and architecture of Osoyoos, blending Aboriginal ancestry with Spanish influences. You could be fooled into thinking you'd stepped into Central America if it weren't for the satisfying reminders of still being in Canada. For those wishing for a more expected climate, you have nearby Mount Baldy, boasting one of the highest ski trails in the country. No embellishment, the resort sits at 1,700 meters above sea level, with the ski lifts clearing 2 kilometers. I'm not even being facetious when I express my bewilderment that I have never visited Osoyoos in the winter. I know I'm already making plans. Why aren't you?